said he liked the way the three-man backfield worked out. How did it work out from your perspective? He said it's something that he'd like to keep going forward.
It worked well. I mean, we were all pretty productive. Obviously, it wasn't good enough, though, because we didn't win the game. So, you know, he's the OC, and, you know, he has the decision to make on, like, what guys he wants in specific plays and stuff like that. So I felt pretty fresh during the game, so that's an added positive on that. And I know Bilal probably felt the same way, too.
When you were in Chicago, you were the lead back. So, you know, you did the catching, you did the running, you did everything. Now that you're splitting time with, it looks like, three guys, did you have to change your mentality at all to do that you're splitting everything up?
No, I mean, it's pretty much when you get in there and the play is called, you run that particular play. So it's not like anything you need to change. You know, the only thing that's different about it is I'm not as tired, I would say. You know, when I had to do every single play in Chicago, I mean, I played 95% of the snaps. So, you know, it's just a lot more snaps that you play there than here now. And so, you know, it's an ability for me to stay, I think, healthier for longer.
Just generally speaking, though, what's the balance between that, staying fresh, and finding a rhythm, getting enough carries to get a rhythm?
I think that just comes with the offense. You know, we haven't had a rhythm as an offense yet. You know, so it doesn't matter how long we would have been in there. You know, I think we still have to find out the things that we do best and run those plays. And then also, I think last week we kind of turned the corner a little bit when we started moving the ball in both the running and the passing game. But, you know, we still got to grow from there.
Matt, I know you're not watching offensive film, but what do you like about Cutler still at this age?
What do I like about him?
As a player.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not watching. I haven't watched them yet, really. But, I mean, I see him still out there doing the same stuff he did when he was in Chicago when Gase was there. He's still dangerous, has a strong arm, and can throw the ball and make all the throws. So, you know, you still have to prepare, you know, for him pretty well because, especially in Gase's offense, they're going to call the plays that's designed to beat the defense that you're in. So we definitely have to try to disguise some stuff and then try to trick him when he's back there.
You guys kept in touch much since he left Chicago?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Through text messages and stuff, you know. He's a pretty busy guy. He's got three kids and a wife and you know, moving around last minute probably, you know, through that. But when he got to Miami, told him congrats, and I knew he was happy to be back with Adam, you know, over there because that was probably one of the best coordinators that he had been in while we was over in Chicago.
Were you surprised, Matt, that he, you know, temporarily retired? I mean, obviously, it looks like he can still play at a high level.
Was I surprised? I don't know. I mean, it's his decision. I don't really know. I mean, let me see. I know he probably visited some teams and stuff like that. Maybe he didn't feel like they were a good fit, or maybe they didn't offer him enough money or something. That's up to him, probably.
Did you lobby him at all to come here? Because he was going to visit here.
Lobby him to come here? No. I mean, he's got the right to make his own decision. He asked me a few questions about...
I'm sorry. He asked you questions about...
he asked me a few questions about, you know, what I like about being here and stuff like that. I told him, you know, everything I knew about being here and what I liked about the offense and stuff. We had just changed, you know, coordinators. I didn't know much about, you know, J-Mo, so couldn't help him in that aspect. But I did talk to him about it.
Take two more.
Matt, what was your experience in Adams' offense in Chicago?
Yeah, I liked Adams' offense a lot. Definitely was a good coordinator where, you know, he put you in position to make plays. And you kind of, on the field, you kind of knew when those plays were coming about. And, I mean, he's very knowledgeable. Dude is very smart where he knows what defense that the defense is going to run. So he's going to call those plays to try to beat that defense.
Did you see kind of a future head coach when you were dealing with him?
Yeah, because as a coordinator, too, he was definitely motivating where he'd come in no matter how the season was going, he'd come in and motivate you to, you know, before practice to get better and go out there and work hard. So I knew he had that head coach mentality in him.
What did you like about the way Eli played on Sunday?
What I like about it?
Yeah, the way Eli played on Sunday.
That he protected the ball, number one, which is the main goal of us as an offense, is to protect the ball. But also, you know, he was productive, you know, in the run game, where I think his first carry, he got about 6 yards on that, which he hit the outside, which doesn't happen much, actually, on the outside zone. So, I mean, he played well.